Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Just let me run this by you, because I'm having dinner with some friends last night, and this superficial debate came up. We were talking about Tiger Woods and infidelity and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yeah.
Uplifting.
Knowing what we know about Tiger Woods and his history, they maintain that if Tiger Woods came into the life of a single woman, that 90% of women would still date him, no problem.
Agreed.
Well, of course.
Really?
Why? Well, he's got money.
Because he's Tiger Woods.
Really?
It's for fame and money.
Yeah.
I took a totally different angle on it. I'm like, no way. Knowing what you know, even if it is, I mean, if you're looking for a one-night celebrity stand, okay, but you'd get in a relationship with this guy?
Well, every woman wants to be the one that changes him.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be women that would sign up for it because they would be like, he's going to love me enough not to do that. And I'm going to prove to everybody I'm more special than everybody else, including his ex-wife and blah, 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 blah.
Like, what's a guy got to do to prove to you then?
He's not worth it.
That he's, like, I mean, at what point do you just say, okay, this guy, he cannot be won over?
Be broke.
Broke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if Tiger Woods was somebody that was broke and could not provide anything, then I think then you'd more likely women would turn away from him.
So it's all based in money.
Well, I think money for power, the women fame. That would still go after him, I think it's definitely about money.
I was shocked. You guys don't seem so surprised by the debate, but I was shocked by it.
That's just what some women want.
90% of women. Tiger Woods walks in the door, they give him the time of day, buy him a drink, hang out with him, sit down, try to engage in a relationship.
It's the same reason why women will go after players. You know, you meet a guy out, he's got a reputation for being a total man whore, but you still, will go out with him, or women will still go out with him because they're the one who wants to tame him.
Right.
They want to tame the wild one, and then that somehow proves their worth.
And that's the same reason why guys follow Tiger Woods. You know, guys don't care. He's a good golf player, and that's it. They don't care.
Period.
Same thing.
We were just talking about that Tiger Woods, and I was having a debate last night with just some friends that were saying that if Tiger Woods came into the life of any woman, 90% of women would continue to go out with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no way. And these guys were just saying yes, which will transition nicely into this conversation I got to have with Wendy, because I wasn't here when you guys talked about her dating Antichrist coming back into the picture here, okay? Now, we need to redefine what dating Antichrist is. And I'd say 85% of people have either experienced the dating Antichrist or are the dating Antichrist themselves.
Yeah, I think the dating Antichrist is the person that you don't list when you talk about your exes. You know, like when you talk about your relationships, sometimes that dating Antichrist isn't part of that list.
It's
and,
an embarrassment.
Because you're ashamed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like ashamed of how you acted around them.
It's the person that you know the relationship is awful. It's really bad, maybe even abusive. But you can't, for whatever reason, get out of the relationship. So you break up, and then he or she says something, and then you get back together with each other. Even though you know it's not going to work out, it's ridiculous. Then you get back in the relationship, he pulls away for a while, then you guys end up back in with each other, and it's just a dating Antichrist. It just won't go away, and you won't allow it to go away.
Right.
And it takes some act of God for you to see it. Like, you just don't see it for the longest time. You don't see that they're treating you like crap. You don't see, what a terrible relationship it is. For some reason, in the Antichrist relationship, you're, blinded.
Generally, they have to do something so bad and so hurtful that it's the last straw type thing. Getting back to the Tiger Woods deal, Elon now will never get back with him because he messes around with 18 different women. Wendy's situation wasn't that bad.
Well, not that bad, but it was probably 2 years ago when I was with my Antichrist. It was just, he was the one who introduced me to diet pills because he would pick up my fat all the time. He was a gym rat, would always talk about the women in the gym, actually cheated on me. We broke up for that brief period and then got back together. I had to change my phone number, but then we were back together and it was just on and off and we'd argue and then We
talk about
argue.
Your family part
and
of
I
it
couldn't,
too.
Mm-hmm. I literally saw my mom and my sister, who I'm super, super close with. Like, now me and my mom have our weeks where we just get together one day a week. I saw them once during the year and a half relationship I had with my Antichrist. So I had zero friends. I didn't have any girlfriends left. I couldn't go out without him by myself. I just wasn't allowed to, or I was felt guilty if I did anything else.
He was like, I mean, not physically, but just beating her down mentally about her mm-hmm. weight, and just a nasty, nasty dude. When she first started the show years ago, she'd come on the air. She's like crying, mm-hmm. begging, like, all I want this dude to do is stay away from me, mm-hmm. you know? And then they'd get back together again. It's mm-hmm. driving us all nuts.
Well, it's the intensity of it. It's the intensity, and it shouldn't be misunderstood as intensity as being a good thing.
Yes.
But with the Antichrist, when they will go, these are people that will go over the top to be romantic and sweet when they're on their good behavior. Mm-hmm. And that's what sucks you in. Mm-hmm. And then they are the worst when it comes to the bad times. But you always hold on to that good time thing because you know they're going to turn around and manipulate you again. Mm-hmm. So it's, even though you break up and even though they cheat on you and even, oh, well, that's when they turn on the charm and they make sure and promise you it'll never happen again and you were the only one and blah, blah, blah. Liar, liar, liar.
I think that's the toughest way to try and get out of it, because you do remember all the good stuff and you're like, oh, what if this vacation happens again, or what if this really nice dinner happens again, or what if we just have a really good day? I mean, there was a lot of good days, but there's also a lot of bad days. And for me to separate both of them is still kind of a little tough, but not as tough as it was maybe even a couple months ago and or even a year ago.
When did this relationship end?
About 2 years ago. So okay. We're going on 2 years.
So he went away for a while, mm-hmm. and now he's sort of been knocking on the door a little bit.
He actually sent me a Facebook message, and I had... This just sprung up one morning. I wasn't even expecting any kind of communication again, because I hadn't talked to him for so long. It probably had been a year since the last time I had spoken with him. And then to get this message, it was almost instant anxiety. I think we were in a post-show mm-hmm. meeting when I got this email. My face was pale. Like, I had an instant anxiety attack when I had this email.
You guys were there when it came in?
It was shocking.
Really?
Like, yeah, because we were having a good time laughing in our meeting, and then she checks her phone, because of course she's checking to see if I've done my Words with Friends play. And then she had, like, I don't know, was it a hoodie or was it a hat on that day or something? Mm-hmm. But you instantly pulled that hat down, and it was almost as if she was trying to keep us from seeing her almost tear up. Yeah, if not tear up.
Just the connection. Just the reconnection just mm-hmm. was so emotional
just
for
the
it.
Name. Like, I didn't have to even open the email yet.
Right.
Just seeing his name. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, really? We're going to try this again? Like, because I had blocked him from my personal emails. All those accounts have been blocked. I blocked him from other social media networks. So I was like, I'm completely safe because I don't have to worry about him. He's not in town. Well, apparently he's back in town. Mm-hmm. So I read the email, blah, blah, blah. It was like something like, let's bury the hatchet. We're going to run into each other sometime.
Don't do it.
And then he's like, I'm not going to bother you until I hear from you again. So I just kept the email to read on the air for the next day. I didn't keep it for personal reasons. I called my mom as soon as I was done. I was like, Mom, blah, blah, blah. I got this email, and I just blocked him from my entire Facebook. And
good for
I
you.
Have not mm-hmm. searched for him. I have not tried to find him on any other networks. I haven't tried to contact him in any other way. I don't even care where he's at right
good
now.
Good for you.
Very
so
proud of
right
him.
Now mm-hmm. it's good, until I don't know what's going to happen if he comes out to any of my stuff. So
it's just a matter of time probably before, because yeah. I mean, this is what the Antichrist does. Mm-hmm. They'll claim that it was just an accidental run-in with mm-hmm. each other, but
right.
I mean, he knows where you're going to be every weekend, because mm-hmm. we talk about what clubs that you're hosting at or something like that, and he's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told
He'll
her
test
that
you.
Yeah, I told her that my Antichrist lives moved out of state, you know, finally got rid of her. And but she was in town for an event one time during Pride, and so that I was hosting, and of course, of all the places in all the city, but I didn't
right.
have friends that mm-hmm. alerted me ahead of time that she was going to be there. And I told Wendy, I said I was fine. I walked up, welcomed her to the event, talked to our friend, and then walked away, I wasn't in a fetal position in the bathroom afterwards, you know.
There has to be a time, I think, when the Antichrist comes along and knows that they have no effect on you whatsoever. That's like the strongest mm-hmm. repellent mm-hmm. is, like, you can come up, you can say hey, and then you don't run into the bathroom, you
right.
just continue a conversation with somebody else,
yep.
like it wasn't even a big deal, and I think that's when it goes away.
It's possible, Wendy.
It is possible.
I hope so. I'm done with it.
If he sends you an email or a message or anything like that, are you capable of deleting it without even reading it?
without reading it, mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay.
Not without reading it. I would read it and then delete it or block it or whatever I had to do. I wouldn't respond to it,
mm-hmm.
but I would read it.
Because what could he say in that email that would really be helpful at all?
So that's the next step. That's the next
But you're always curious about what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. What is he going to say to me? That kind of thing. I totally
of
get
course.
It.
That's
and it is going to be hard if you run into him, but eventually it won't be. But I think at this state where you are right now, it still is going to
totally
be tough.
It totally would be.
Act. Just fake it. If you do, just
fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it, girl.
I will do my best.
Good
but that's
for you,
not,
though.
That hasn't happened yet.
Look, you've come a long way. A couple of years ago, you weren't capable of any of this. Mm-hmm. You'd run right back to that dude. So good for you.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.